Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Political oppression, violence, hyperinflation, and a recent cholera epidemic have devastated the southern African nation of Zimbabwe. But it's an even more unforgiving place for people with disabilities who are often shunned for cultural reasons. A band of disabled musicians from Zimbabwe is now touring the United States, and WNYC's Beth Fertig caught up with them this week during a performance in Manhattan.
Well, there's a song we're still writing. We haven't finished it.
It was a coincidence that Liana's first tour of the United States occurred during the inauguration of the first African-American president. Obama's election inspired a new song for this Afro-fusion band from Zimbabwe, which performed at Teachers College at Columbia University this week. The musicians play marimbas, African drums, and keyboards, and they sing in English and their native languages. They're a visually striking ensemble. All eight have physical disabilities. One is hearing impaired. Four perform while in wheelchairs.
I would say getting on stage, singing to people who also feel the songs that I sing gives me wings.
Lead singer Prudence Mabena has a voice that's been compared to her idol, Miriam Makeba. Mabena was born with a debilitating joint disease called arthrogryphosis. She has one disfigured arm. Her three other limbs had to be amputated. The 21-year-old sees herself as a role model at the boarding school for disabled children where she and her bandmates and Liana came together.
Each and every kid who looks at me wishes to be like me. They wish they could have the same talent that I had.
The band grew out of a music class 3 years ago. They gained attention when they won a regional music competition and then the top honor at the Crossroads Africa Festival, which led to performances in Europe. A private foundation in the U.S. paid for this month's tour, which also took them to the West Coast. Some of their stops have included schools. The show at Teachers College was made available to New York City public schools over the internet. On their tour of the U.S., members of Liana have noticed a big difference in attitudes toward the disabled compared to back home. 23-year-old singer Marvelous Mabulo, who has muscular dystrophy, says disabled children in Zimbabwe are often shunned from the time they're born.
They look at you and then they see that you're totally different from the other children. And they believe in all this witchcraft. And they even call you like you're from the witchcraft. No.
Mabulo's family is from a region in Zimbabwe that's been hit by cholera. He and his fellow musicians worry about their friends and relatives. Their school, King George VI in Bulawayo, is privately funded and gets medical supplies from donors abroad. It's the only program in Zimbabwe for disabled students in primary and secondary grades. Director Inez Hussey says that's made it a protective and nurturing bubble for her talented students within limits.
We're trying not to think about going back, even though it's creeping up on us, because there is no potential for them there. Even their talent is not really recognized in Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, being disabled is a bad thing. Nobody wants to be entertained by disabled people, whereas here, it's not a problem. So, yeah, I don't know. We've got to try and get them out of Zimbabwe, but it's the only way they're going to reach their potential.
Despite the band's international acclaim, she says the members were rejected from African Idol because of their wheelchairs.
This song is entitled Never Give Up. You're all free to stand up and dance.
The students in Liana have just graduated, though the school is letting them stay to continue their musical ambitions. Marvelous Mabulo says he's eager to record a new album, and he wants Americans to explore their talents, especially since the disabled and people in wheelchairs like himself have more advantages here.
When I came here to the United States, I noticed that there is a lot of wheelchair accessibility here. A lot of things are already made for them. If I would see them complaining, I would be so much surprised. Because where I come from right now, it's totally different. So I want them, whenever they are in trouble, whenever they face a problem, whenever they feel angry about something which they cannot do, they should think about the band Liana. They should be inspired. They should learn that there is hope.
For WNYC, I'm Beth Furtick.
Liana will perform at the Paul Robeson Center at Rutgers University in Newark tonight and at the Roxbury Arts Center in the Catskills on Saturday. And still to come, a live performance in our studio from the quartet known as the Cold War Kids. And tune in tomorrow for a look at how a CD collection can tear a couple apart. You might love your significant other, but what about that Michael Bolton disc? That's tomorrow on Soundcheck. You must stand up and see.